out for the Z9 and solar, and then window 3 will be for visual observations, and window 4 is for floater.
And thanks, Integrity, for that read. We had a handover during that time, so I'm going to have to ask you to give that read back on window orientation for the crew again.
Okay, we are happy to change it, but the way we have it configured right now is window 1 has a T-shirt shroud for the Z9 for solar. Window 2 has the shroud for the long lens for both lunar and solar. Window 3 is for visual observations. Window 4 is for floater. And then the docking hatch window has had a great view, so we've done a lot of mapping through that as well.
All right, copy all, Reed. A note just on the window 1 T-shirt shroud that you can remove that for the lunar observation block if you want to, if you want that extra view for another floater, but defer to you guys on that. You are go to use the full 400mm zoom on the long lens, but where possible, try to keep the end of the lens flush with the window to prevent imaging through the multiple window panes at an angle. And if you have to take an image at an angle, recommend you limit the max focal length to 200mm or simply acquire the images at multiple focal lengths. Last imaging update as a result of the DFTO is that if you can take the images out of the left side of window 2 where possible, that is the best half the window. Understand that might not be possible with the shroud. Any other imaging questions from you?